the lifeblood of any organization is to get some form of season ticket, whether it be a full season or some other arrangements. And as we look at this, what we're trying to do is entice more people to become season ticket holders. Clearly, that's how you build a successful sports franchise. And so the idea here is to entice more people to look at that as a true option for them. And so when you do a reassessment of things, you know, some areas you've done very well, you've really sort of hit the nail on the head. Others you haven't done as well. And so this is part of an overall assessment process. And for us to be a successful team here, you know, you've got to grow your sort of long-term, deeply embedded fan group. And that's represented, obviously, by season ticket holders. We will not stop this process of assessing every aspect of our business. And because we have our local ownership group involved with us, as you may have heard, this is just a first step. So there are other steps to take along the way to more fully capture this market and build the type of broad and deep fan base that we want. You generally want to make sure that what you do, you do. Speculating oftentimes is the worst thing to do. So we are intensely in study about every aspect of our business. And remember now, we've finally gotten into the new building, and this is who we are. It was hard to do this process last year in the Coliseum because we're only going to be there 1 year. It was a stub year. Now, this is who we are. This is our building. This is our home. And we can now sort of start that assessment process that we've started here with our ownership group, now having platformed ourselves into our new home. And so we will be doing this on a constant basis. Our attendance is up over 2,000 from last year. We're averaging over 16,000 people a night here, which is about 86% capacity. So this is part of any business that wants to be successful, to find ways to more effectively serve your fans, your customers. And so this is just part of our process. All indicators, television viewing's up, attendance is up. We're actually on track to win more games this year than we did last year, despite our difficulties with injuries. So all the indicators are up. And so we didn't want to sort of rest on our laurels. We wanted to say, hey, we've got some plans here to more completely engage this community. Let's execute the first steps of those. And this will be a dynamic process, and this will be a dynamic organization constantly looking for ways to engage with this community more and more as the years go by. We say in our business, there are only two things you can ever sell: winning and hope. Right now we're in the hope stage as a young team. You know, we've had restrictions on how much we can spend. The NBA has mandated last year we only could spend 66% of the cap. This year we can only spend 75%. So we've operated under restrictions. I am looking forward to the day when those restrictions are off and we can pursue aggressively, even more aggressively, the idea of putting better and better product on the floor. And so that's what we're about. We want to establish a winning tradition here, and one that Charlotte will embrace.
These are the things you have to do now while you're not winning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's no doubt that these are the types of things you will do when you're selling hope. These are the types of things when you're selling winning. Ours is a dynamic business. You have to earn your fans every day, and that's the attitude we take. And so we are definitely trying to make sure that people understand we want them to feel engaged. And we even have an interesting plan where if you sign up for a season ticket this year, early on, we'll give you 6 free games this year. We call it Pick 6 and 06, which is an incentive for folks who are sort of on the fence. And if you come in and you buy season tickets for next year, we'll let you select 6 games this year where you can get a pair of tickets free.
If I'm one of those people on the fence right now, what's the lowest figure I can get into a Bobcat season ticket?
Oh, I think we are selling tickets let me double check, but I believe we're selling season tickets down to $15. Yeah, 42 or 43 games, depending on how the schedule works. Probably 43 games. So I believe the figure's $430. So as a result, you can really find yourself with a good value here. And in addition, you can also pick 6-06 to come to the games. And remember, we still have some pretty good games left on the schedule. Miami is coming up, Detroit, the Knicks, you know, some of the bigger teams. So it's a nice inducement for folks to take a hard look at season ticket purchase. My message is we're making this as affordable and as accessible as we possibly can to everybody in this community, and that we are going to pursue a winning product and a winning tradition here. Come on and get on board and join with us so we can all go together.